BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. Police in Tanzania have arrested the leader of the main opposition Chadema party, Freeman Mbowe, along with two of his senior associates and other party figures. The arrest came after Chadema demanded a rerun of last week's election, claiming that President John Magufuli's landslide victory was fraudulent. Chadema had called for street protests today. The opposition party's presidential candidate, Tundu Lissu, told the BBC what he knew.
We do not know where he's being held at the moment, and the police have not issued any statement about the arrest and the reasons, but I think the arrest is in connection with the protests that we've called. We are hearing reports of arrests of other party leaders across the country.
The United States and Britain have both criticised the conduct of the election, with Washington alleging systematic interference. President Trump has been campaigning at a frantic pace with rallies in five different states as he seeks to fend off the challenge from his Democratic rival Joe Biden. Mr. Biden, who's ahead in the opinion polls, focused on the crucial battleground state of Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump again cast doubt on the integrity of the vote, suggesting his lawyers would get involved if counting continued past Election Day on Tuesday. David Willis has more details.
More than 90 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's a record. And of that 90 million, it's thought that about 60 million are postal votes. Now, with so many of those to count, it's very unlikely, some are saying, that we will actually get a result of this election on election night itself. That notion does not please Donald Trump in the slightest. He said that a vote that stretched beyond election day would be, as he put it, a terrible thing.
The FBI has said it's investigating an incident involving one of Joe Biden's campaign buses and supporters of Donald Trump on a Texas highway on Friday. Video footage shows several trucks with Trump flags surrounding and slowing down the Biden-Harris vehicle. Afghan officials say gunfire has been heard at Kabul University, where several government officials were due to attend an event. Local media are reporting that an explosion also occurred. The Taliban has denied involvement. Here's Sikanda Kamani.
Video footage shows students walking and running away from the university with the sound of gunfire in the background. Some scaled walls in an effort to escape. A book fair at the university, organised in conjunction with Iranian officials, was due to be inaugurated today, with senior Afghan figures expected to attend. Last month, an attack outside a tuition centre in Kabul by the Islamic State group left more than 20 people dead.
News from the BBC.